Let's go north to Darwin, shall we? Because Willy Rioli, the AFL Premiership forward of the West Coast Eagles, of course, arrived at a Darwin local court this morning. Of course, he's facing drug possession charges after he was allegedly caught with cannabis in his pants at Darwin Airport back on April 23. And Michael Stamp's been good enough to join us. Of course, Channel 9 Perth senior reporter. He's made the trip up to the top end. Set the scene for us up there, Michael.
Yeah, good afternoon, Sam. Thanks for having me. Well, Willy Rioli, he arrived at court early this morning about 3.5 hours ago, about 10 minutes before he was listed to appear at 10 o'clock local time here in Darwin. He was very visibly upset. At times, he lifted his sunnies up, walking in with his lawyer by his side. His lawyer had his arm around him, asking if he was okay. Willy did not say anything as he walked in. And so far, we have yet to actually hear his case inside the Darwin local court so far. So he was due to appear after 10 o'clock. His lawyer briefly stood up and said, we're waiting on the counsel, which is the defence counsel, and they have been in discussions for over 2 hours now. We're currently in the lunch break at the moment, and just before we went to lunch, we heard that they are still waiting on one character reference, and then they will proceed. So we're expecting to go back into court around 2 o'clock this afternoon, so it's about 40 minutes' time here in Darwin. I'll just describe how Willy Rioli was, though, in court. As he sat there for about 20 minutes or so, he was just seemed dejected, very distressed. He was staring at the floor for the majority of the time. His head, you know, just staring at the floor. As I said, he was very upset walking in, and he has family here with him as well. I understand some of them have flown in from the Tiwi Islands. They hugged him. They gave him a kiss as they walked in. But he's remained silent the whole time. We hope to hear from him after the case, but obviously that depends on what happens inside.
Michael, you've obviously been flown up there from Perth. I mean, how many other media are there? Is it a bit of a circus?
Yeah, it is. There's a couple of crews here from Perth that have flown up, three actually, and then all the local media as well. So, look, there's 5 or 6 cameras, a few print journos as well. So, yeah, it's quite a full courtroom. The local journos here say that there's not usually this amount of media. But when, you know, it's a premiership player in Willy Rioli for the West Coast Eagles, obviously he's still serving that 2-year ban. So we're all anticipating him to come back in a few months, but now he's landed himself back in court. So it's obviously going to draw quite a lot of attention, both local media here in Darwin and also in Perth.
What's the read of the situation then, Michael? Obviously, I mean, I'm asking you to crystal ball a bit here, which, you know, might be a bit dangerous, but I'm not sure how much of the proceedings you were privy to earlier on in the hearing before the recess. What's the general mood of those that have been privy to that about what might happen here?
Well, nothing's actually been said just yet, Sam, just because of, they have been waiting for this one last character reference to come forward, and then they'll proceed. So no facts. Willy Rioli hasn't actually spoken or been in front of the justice just yet. So I can't actually tell you what's happened or anything that's been said. So hopefully we'll get into that after 2 o'clock, after the lunch break, and then we get an idea of, you know, where Willy Rioli and his lawyer are likely to move towards, whether it's a plea of guilty or it's a plea of not guilty. My impression is that given they're wanting one more character reference, then they're going to try and defend his character reference. So that might lead, it could go either way, but we'll find out soon.
Yep, we'll see what happens. Hey, Michael, thanks for touching base. It's 20 past one, your time up there in Darwin at the moment. So about 40 minutes away from resuming, as you say. So we might try to touch base a little bit later on. Thanks for being so generous with your time.
Sounds good. Thanks, Sam.
Michael Stamp there, Channel 9 Perth senior reporter, who's made the trip up to Darwin for Willy Rioli's court hearing. What about this text? Here we go. A Victorian witch hunt for an interstate player. What a surprise. What a surprise that you text that in. What a ridiculous text that is. It's a criminal matter. Willy Rioli's being caught by airport staff and security. It's a police matter. He's been charged with drug possession. If that's a Victorian witch hunt, then good on you. We wish him the best of luck, though, Willy Rioli. I don't think there's many people or any people that don't want to see him back playing the game again. Hopefully he can sort out his issues. And listening to Craig Vozzo yesterday, there is a pretty serious set of those issues that hopefully he can get himself back in the AFL system in the not-too-distant future. and get himself and get his life back on track. We need to take a break. We'll touch base, as I say, with matters up in Darwin before 3 o'clock if we can get the latest on the Willa Rioli court case. Still to come, though, Matty Rendell is going to join us, former recruiter as well. Not a lot of topics I want to run past Matty Rendell. So don't go anywhere. Plenty more to come in the last hour or so here on Dwayne's World.